The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It is beautiful to be together on this Sunday. We continue to be in a very privileged place in the sacred scriptures. Every now and then, amidst our ordinary lives, the Lord invites us to come up the mountain with him, to come inside his heart and to hear something that is going to change everything. In the words that he has for us this week, this day, for us, the church alive now, continues to come through his discourse, his midrash, on Exodus chapter 16, in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Lord Jesus has promised that anyone who believes has eternal life. He has said that the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. And we have learned in our pilgrim journey of faith these past few weeks that means that faith puts us in relationship with God. Faith opens us up to the eternity of God, so that God lives in us. At the same time, the way that the Lord Jesus gives us life is through his passion, his death, and his resurrection. Himself, the living Torah, the living bread come down from heaven, who gives his life in a perfect offering of love for us, because only love reconciles us with God. And yet today he brings us a third gift, and it is the pinnacle. It is the summit of his entire discourse. And he says, I'm the bread come down from heaven. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. My brothers and sisters, this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to us. And the reaction of the crowd is, how can this be? How can this man give us flesh to eat? And does the Lord back down? Does the Lord say, I'm speaking of something spiritual? Does he say, I'm speaking of a symbol that doesn't really have an interior meaning, a concrete, substantial place in your life? He repeats it four times, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, there's no life within you. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. My brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is telling us that the gift of life is given to us in his flesh and in his blood. And we receive his flesh and his blood sacramentally in the most sacred Eucharist. The Eucharist that looks like bread and tastes like bread, that looks like wine and tastes like wine, is not bread and it is not wine. It is the body and blood, the soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. He who is risen from the dead, glorified, substantially communicates himself to us, the new Lamb of the new and definitive Passover, of the new Exodus into the glory of the Father's presence through the Holy Eucharist. The Eucharist is the source and summit of salvation because Jesus Christ is the source and summit of salvation. And He is substantially, in His divinity and His humanity, present to us in the most blessed sacrament. This means, my brothers and sisters, that we all have a beautiful gift that many of us are called to discover. St. Thomas Aquinas says that even though all the senses seem to fail to fathom the gift of the most blessed sacrament, there's one that does not fail. Because faith comes by hearing. And through the person of the priest, Jesus Christ says, "This is my body given up for you. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." And when the priest says, "This is the body of Christ, the blood of Christ," we say, "Amen, I believe." My brothers and sisters, the Eucharist is the center of the life of the church. Because Jesus Christ is the center of the life of the church. And because Jesus Christ is the center of our lives, that means that the Eucharist is called to be the source and the summit and the pinnacle and the meaning and the last definition of how we live our lives as Catholics and as Christians. There is no shade of a doubt in what Jesus Christ is teaching us. And He is saying, "Allow me to give you life. Allow me to give you me." And this is how I do it. Through faith in the passion and truly in my flesh and in my blood that I give to you. My brothers and sisters, we are called to discover the gift of the Holy Eucharist. We're called to ask the Lord to help us prepare to receive Him on Sundays when we come here. What's happening in our hearts when we receive Him in Holy Communion? Are we aware that it's the Lord Himself truly present? Do we come before Him who is God and Almighty and so humble? Do we desire to bow down before Him and worship Him there, right there in the aisle? Because God is with us. Emmanuel has fulfilled His promises. His last words in the Gospel of Matthew, "And lo, I am with you till the end of the age." Truly, substantially, body, blood, soul and divinity, here and now with us in the most blessed sacrament, always here waiting for us. My brothers and sisters, the center of history is the Eucharist. The center of civilization, the center of a culture of life is the most blessed sacrament. And the meaning and the purpose and the center of our lives is the Holy Eucharist. That means that we are called to do whatever it takes to prepare to receive Him. It means that we go to confession on a regular basis because we need the Lord's mercy, and we are all aware of that. I am very much aware of that. As a priest, I at least go to confession or try to go to confession once a month. Now, we should all try to go to confession regularly if we are receiving the Eucharist regularly. And the Lord gives us the sacrament of reconciliation to be open to all the graces that He wants to give us in the most blessed sacrament. And my brothers and sisters, when we receive Him, we receive God. The bread from heaven, and the true bread is His flesh and His blood that we receive and that dwells in us. And so we worship Him and adore Him as we receive Him. And Holy Communion, this is what makes us truly one body in Christ. When we are reconciled with the Lord, and we, as the mystical body of Christ, receive the Eucharistic body of Christ, and we become His living, true presence. This is the life of the church. This is the logic of redemption. And it is the way that the Lord Jesus communicates Himself to us. My brothers and sisters, we are all called to make the Eucharist the center of our lives because Jesus Christ is the center of our lives. We want to live and move and have our being in the Eucharist because we desire for Jesus Christ Himself to live and move and have His being in us. Whatever it takes to prepare to receive Him, we desire to be reconciled with Him, and we desire to adore Him and to worship Him. There is a single word that summarizes the entire Gospel of John. And just as there's a single word that summarizes the first letter of John, God is love, and all who remain in God and love remain in God and God in Him. So there is a word in the Gospel of John that summarizes the whole Gospel. And it is directly, definitively linked to the Eucharist. And the promise that the Lord has made to us, the word that summarizes our life and our faith as Christians, is life. This is what God wants to give us. Life. Not halfway. Not a mediocre life. No compromises. Eternal life with God. And this is why we exist. This is why the church is here, so that from this life we journey together as the pilgrim people of the Lord before God face to face in the next life. My brothers and sisters, may we together discover again the gift of the Eucharist. May we find time to prepare for Mass on Sundays and to come with so much gratitude in our hearts that we are receiving Jesus Christ, body and blood, soul and divinity, substantially present in the Eucharist. This is good news, and it is infectious. When we start to discover the gift of the Eucharist, we start to desire to visit Him here. My brothers and sisters, don't be afraid to visit the Lord during the week. When you're tired and you're coming home from work and you've had enough of the office and you're afraid that you're going to not speak kindly to your wife or to your kids, or you won't have enough to be generous to your husband or patient with your children, on your way home, the house of God is open for you. You can come right here and visit the Lord Jesus substantially, truly present. And say, Lord, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I don't have enough to go home right now. Help me, Lord Jesus. Renew me with your love. My brothers and sisters, when we receive Him today, may we remember that we receive eternal life together. This is who we are as the pilgrim people of God, as the new Israel, as recipients of the true bread, the living manna come down from heaven that forever communicates to us the presence and the life of God. And the Lord Jesus wishes us to receive Him. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Amen, amen, I say to you. My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, there is no life within you. Amen, amen, I say to you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have eternal life.